Over the last number of years, we've heard a lot of hype about Harvest 2020. Now, there's no issue about the potential for Irish farmers to produce. We all accept that that's there. But what about the potential for income generation and for income gains? And we heard all of this hype, but at the same time, you need caution, because we know with commodities, whether it's milk or meat or whatever, you know, they go up, they go down. And what we have at the moment is we have world prices on the floor and farmers very badly hit. And, you know, those who overhyped, if you like, the potential, along with the ending of milk quotas, have a responsibility now to put in place some kind of program to assist those farmers to get over this particular issue. And then at European level, we made a decision to apply sanctions to Russia, and then Russia banned all EU agricultural imports. Now, that was a political decision, but the people who bore the brunt of it were, to a large extent, farmers and agricultural goods. So that means that, you know, decisions that politicians made are affecting farmers. So now politicians have to use the tools they have, whether it's intervention or aids to private storage, to assist those very same farmers whose livelihoods they've damaged.
At present, are you seeing any evidence that that is the case, that the political will is there to bring in such measures in Ireland?
Well, I don't see anything happening in Ireland at the moment, and I am particularly disappointed with our commissioner because, you know, I hope I'm wrong about this, but there doesn't seem at the moment to be any move towards, you know, bringing in intervention, increasing intervention prices. And just 2 months ago in the Parliament, Donal, there was a very good report by our colleague Jim Nicholson on the dairy industry. And that report, with not the entire support of the Parliament, but with a large majority, looked for an increase in intervention prices, that intervention needs to be linked to the market. In other words, there's no point in having an intervention price if it doesn't compensate farmers for producing milk. And that the European Commission had a responsibility under the treaties to intervene where there was market disturbance. And we called very strongly for that several months back. But the Commission is dragging its heels. It has, introduced one or two minor schemes, particularly for farmers in Estonia, Latvia, where they got hit with fruit and veg exports, and you can understand that. But it's not taking a pan-European approach to this and dealing with it at a European level.